Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. These are busy days in Lansing. Although the state legislature's summer recess is on the horizon, there's been no sign of summer-itis at the Capitol. Medicaid work requirements and school safety proposals are just a couple of the big topics that have gotten attention recently. Joining us now to sort out all the latest is Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Let's begin with the new state laws that were created in response to the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. Nassar is the former Michigan State University sports doctor who abused patients for years. Tell us what the new laws do.
The new laws basically give people who were abused as children more time to file lawsuits, and the statute of limitations will be extended so that there's more time to prosecute people, that they wouldn't evade prosecution just because the time has elapsed.
Rick, what's been the reaction from some of Nassar's victims to the passage of those laws?
A group of Nassar survivors was here at the Capitol to attend the bill signing, and they were pleased that this is a start, but they're also upset that a lot more bills are languishing in the legislature, largely because of resistance from House Republicans.
The legislature has passed a budget plan that includes a provision that would strip the state funding for Planned Parenthood. Governor Snyder questions the legality of that provision. As you've reported, Rick, state funding for abortion services is already banned by law, but what would this provision do if it went into effect?
Well, what the budget language is supposed to do is force county health departments to favor family planning clinics that don't also offer abortion services. And that is basically a swipe at Planned Parenthood, which does offer abortion services, just not paid for by taxpayers because that's illegal.
And there's a chance here that Governor Snyder just adds on to his signing a note that this is basically unenforceable. Is that right?
Right. That presidents do this and governors do as well. Rick Snyder has done this before. So what he'll do is he'll sign it, but then he'll send a note to the legislature saying, in our judgment, this is not constitutional, so we will not enforce it. And then it's up to the legislature to decide what they'll do next.
The legislature passed Medicaid work requirements that require all able-bodied recipients to work at least 19 hours a week. House Speaker Tom Leonard said the legislation is common sense, but patient care groups said it could lead to some Michiganders losing their health insurance. The governor had opposed earlier proposals for Medicaid work requirements. What changed his mind this time around?
Of one, inevitability, and he's asking the legislature for other things at the same time, and it was just a fight that he didn't want. And the other thing was what, as the legislature scaled it back, it made it closer to the work requirements that we have in the Bridge Card program, and so they basically reached a point where it was acceptable.
After school shootings in other states, Michigan lawmakers have proposed a $58 million school safety package that includes millions in grants that could be used for a panic button app system like the one in Grand Ledge, where school officials can instantly contact 911 centers and send out a district-wide alert. What else is being considered?
There are bills that deal with what's supposed to happen when schools are updated or new schools are constructed, but it'll be up to the schools to come up with their programs. The app is one possibility, and then apply to the state for funding. The idea is that they'll also maybe innovate a little bit and come up with some new ideas about making schools safer.
And no real discussion of any reforms or changes directly related to the state's gun laws. Is that right?
When the governor proposed his school safety plan, he said that's not off the table. However, we need to focus on what can get done right now. And when you start bringing gun control into the discussion, then everybody just backs off to their respective corners and things become deadlocked. But there is going to be a school safety commission that's supposed to come up with recommendations, and guns are not off the table when it comes to that.
Okay, Rick, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.